Probably. And then personnel. And quasi.
This is the Taney County Commission. It's Thursday, March 8th, 2012. And we have a staff departmental update from purchasing. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a couple of issues here that I'd like to share with you all and gain approval to move forward on. For the last several months, I've been working on a project specific to our managed print services here in Taney County, and it occurred to me early on that we have a need for a more uniform process to govern our expenses more than anything, not to mention a more smoother operation regarding print services. And I see that several offices and departments have numerous different types of equipment. As the director of purchasing, I view all of the invoices and or all of the purchase orders, rather, and I see a lot of expense going out for toner and other things, kind of just on a need-by-need basis. And other governmental entities, as I've researched this, have different managed print services in place, stipulated processes in writing, and I have reached out and gathered a bunch of information, put it into a format for you all to take a look at, and then give me your response on whether or not we want to move forward as it is or modify it. The main issue as far as county employees are concerned to get this process started, phase one I'll call it, requires a department to complete a questionnaire, which in the purchasing and procurement world we refer to as a PQQ, a pre-qualification questionnaire. In the case of print services, vendors will respond accurately to an RFP when they have the details of what our needs are. And in some instances, it'll be somewhat challenging for us to provide that information with certain levels of accuracy to make those RFP responses valuable. If, because of that, I have created a rather sophisticated and detailed, and some will say extensive, PQQ that, as much as I tried to streamline it based on the information that I had received from the industry, we have a 58 questions on this PQQ, and I'd like to have your approval and blessing to assist me to get cooperation to complete this by March 15th, and then I will compile those specifications within the heart of a very detailed RFP, move that out. I know there's half a dozen or so vendors out there that I would make direct bid invitations to, as well as post it accordingly, follow the correct RSMOs. I have copies of a intro letter directed at department heads, as well as all of the questions detailed here.
When you're talking 15th, you're talking 7 days from today.
Right.
So it's your thought to put this in the hands of department heads, elected officials, and then have a response back in 7 days?
Well, I can change that date, of course.
No, I'm asking if that's your game plan. I just want to make sure.
I mean, I have been on this project for a little bit, and it's been, to get it in front of you all, we've had to reschedule this a few times, and for various reasons. Obviously, the tornado was the latest reason to reschedule this. We can move that date out. I was wanting to try to get an RFP out, completed and posted by the end of this quarter, given the fact that I started this in January, and it's been...
Have you had discussions, Ron, with some of the elected officials about this within the courthouse?
I've had just a few casual conversations, and the responses were very positive.
Good.
They understand the most important aspect that having a managed print services system in place would be to forego the need for sending employees out to buy toner. We also have inkjet printers online right now, and inkjet printers are very expensive. And so when you have to send an employee out on a shopping spree to buy toner or ink cartridges, and they might not find the right one, they might run into somebody along the way, it's just counterproductive to the overall operations. And that's not what we want our employees doing. We don't want our employees running around out buying toner and stuff or trying to fix a paper jam. My experience in the past having a managed print services system in place is that particular provider, when designated, provides all the toner. It's included in the service contract, and we would want service contracts on all of our equipment. We would want the same equipment countywide, and we would want service contracts on each one of those pieces of equipment, have a local service tech available to regular maintenance, as well as respond quickly as a troubleshooter to fix certain things and supply all the toner within that contract.
So is the thought that a lot of equipment, new equipment, that would have to be leased rather than purchased?
Exactly. And in statistically, when we study industry information, we find that is a much more cost-effective way of doing business than rather than just purchasing some huge piece of equipment. You know, if we want a machine, a multifunctional machine, to sort documents, to finish them, also known as stapling them, color printers, we're looking at large equipment, big machines, and that gets to be expensive. So I've seen in the past where leasing is we look at other entities. I received some of this information from the city of Branson. I received some of this information from a couple of vendors that have already put out certain proposals to other governmental entities, and just reading through it all and capturing the details, I think it's the way to go. I think we can save the county some money with this. Would you like to look at the questions? Some of the questions are pretty basic, and others are somewhat would be challenging to dig deep and get accurate information on. Numbers of copies per month, and how many are color versus how many are black and white, what the certain needs are.
I apologize if I seem like I'm oversimplifying this, but a couple of things come to mind. Number one, we're looking for a way to save county money.
Right.
Number two, the thinking is that if it's one company, there's going to be a number of issues that, should we enter into an agreement with them, that will be helpful and help us manage the system better. For example, if a machine breaks down and it's being leased, they're going to replace it with a new machine.
Right.
And so it's just they're going to respond. That would be the hope immediately. So here's a new machine, we'll take care of that. You're not going to have the downtime. I would guess that's going to be part of the process.
Absolutely, and that's what I recognized and experienced firsthand when I was on the corporate side.
Okay. I think it's a great idea for us to look at it, man.
It's I want to see a cost analysis of a comparable cost analysis of what we've got. We've got a lot of equipment already, and I know it's reached probably an age factor that we need to consider that, but I would like to see what the bid itself is, what the bids, as I say, compared to. I think that's the first process that you go through, wouldn't we? Go out for bids on this particular items.
Well, the reason
management
we're
management program or something.
And normally that's true, but obviously the way to build a valuable RFP. In this case, it would be a request for proposal versus a request for bid, is to have the specifications as accurate as possible. And if I put out an RFP without those details, then we would be required to allow a stampede of vendors to come in and say, can I sit in your collector's office? Can I sit in your recorder's office? Can I visit with your elected officials to get, you know, what's actually occurring? What's the history? What are we doing? And I would rather that we do that than I leave the door open for that option in this PQQ. If this PQQ does not render accurate and detailed information, then, and I mentioned that in my intro letter, then that particular department would have to prepare itself for the possibility of vendors coming in and asking those questions and doing their assessments
By taking this first step that you're suggesting, you know, part answer what you're, I think, what you're looking for. So to go out there, ask these questions, see where we're at, where we need to be headed, that's before you do a request for proposal, right?
Well, right. I mean, and that's at our level. That's, the ball is still in our hands that way. I mean, there's a remote possibility that when we roll this, that the feedback we get from certain departments may be, we're fine.
But you call it a pre-QQ?
PQQ, right.
Pre-qualified
questionnaire.
Okay.
And I don't think that would happen. I see, based on the POs that I look at, I see that it's coming from all departments, really, that there's, you know, a need for a strapping up, tightening up.
But if you don't do this, we're not going to find out.
Pardon me?
If you don't do this, we're not going to find out.
Well, sure. This, I mean, it's just going to be business as usual. We'll just keep going the way we are.
I think we need to look into it. Take the first step. That's my thinking, guys.
I agree. I mean, I know there's money to be saved there, and we won't know how much until we start the process and interview and get the answers. I agree.
If the answers point the other direction, we're not going to move forward.
Well, I can tell you on the corporate side, right, if I ever saw a receipt that I, in my approval requirements or responsibilities, if I ever saw a receipt for the purchase of toner, I would be running down the hallway.
You know, not very many people know how much money we're spending. We do because we approved that, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And when you have a service contract versus owning the equipment, you have the ability, when you run out of toner or you have an issue, to call that vendor that's on that service agreement. And, I mean, get rather forward with him, if not harsh, and say, how did you let this happen? How did you let this machine run out of toner? You know, and by the way, we're having this problem or that problem, so get your man down here. I mean, I've made those calls. I know how it really works.
Guys, my suggestion is to let Ron go through this first step, bring that information back to us, and then go from there with a decision as to what, whether we want to proceed or not proceed.
I agree.
Is that all right, Dan?
That's fine. I just wonder what input we've had. I know that you've checked with some, because you mentioned that, but with department heads and elected officials, how much have we had input on their thoughts on this? I know that there's a couple of circumstances where we have purchased new for different things at different times. We have had the purchase of equipment. Are we going to have a lot of excess equipment that will need to be sold or something?
We're going to have to see what we've got, what situation we're in, what contracts we have, and then what the vendor's going to do. Whether or not
what you're saying
bring
is
that into the system.
The individuals have contracts, you think, out there. The individual office holders is what I'm saying. So that's what you're questioning in this deal.
That's one of the questions in the PQQ.
Yeah.
You know, is that device on the contract?
You can go ahead, as far as I'm concerned, go ahead and start that to find out how much we have and what contracts are out there.
Right. At this point in the process, phase one, my biggest concern is just to get cooperation. That's all I'm looking for.
Okay.
You know, when I hand this out and I send this out, there'll be, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's got a load of stuff going on. But I want them to look at this with a real serious attitude and do what they can to complete it and get it back to me. That's all I'm looking for.
Let's move forward with it. It's in your hands, Ron.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Next item.
The next item I have, I just wanted to report back that we have rolled out the project on the sole source request that was made to me via you all and a few others concerning document retention, document research, document retention, and that went out last week, and that is we put out a very sophisticated, detailed questionnaire on that. It is posted on our website. The notice was in the newspaper last week, and regarding our inclination to or intent to declare the White River Valley Historical Society as our sole source for document retention and research, et cetera. They have the abilities to scan documents and index them, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to report back. That is in process. It's scheduled for discussion here in front of you all for any responders, whoever might want to be interested to come forward and discuss whether or not that will make a ruling at that point in time. So I think I had gotten some questions on that. It's on our website, and it's released for in the process.
And that's about a 30-day process, is that right, Ron?
Well, and I'm glad you asked that question, because the way I interpreted the initial RSMO on that was that that's required for a sole source declaration or intent to declare sole or feasible source by a commission to be posted for 30 days. However, subsequent to that, I've been told by people in the know, some of my counterparts that I confer with, that that's not the way the RSMO reads. But in this instance, it is going to be out there for 30 days.
Okay.
So we may have another one concerning the underground moving forward soon, and I'll probably make sure that that just follows the minimum of the RSMO. So.
Okay.
The other things I have for you all are basically to report back on some questions that you put to me concerning staffing and the 90-day rule versus the 4,500. Mm-hmm. And I have specific information to report back there.
Regarding the personnel, we need to go into executive session on that?
Yes.
And we're posted for that, gentlemen, under subsection 3.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
Motion going executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021.3 regarding personnel. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.